this is my this is my third trek. So fortunately, whatever people have mentioned so far, I have learned those things and I have taken back when I ended my trekking in the last two trekkings, like, you know, survive with minimal things, and respect for nature, bio toilet, and so many other things. Like, so everything I was like, you know, I learned, and this trek also was like, I was mentally prepared as well as physically prepared, because I know that we need to climb, and I know how exactly last time also I came in India hikes. So they helped me with the preparation in terms of like, you know, what I need to do. I did the same because I knew how it helped me last time to reach the summit. So mentally I was prepared, physically I was prepared. So while I was going, I felt very normal. However, I did not prepare. I could not prepare for the whole snow scenario. Ask Amit. As soon as I saw a thin layer of ice, I was like, ice. That is the first ice in my life, and I even took a photo with that ice. But after that, I knew very little that the next 3 days are going to be only about ice. So it's like before ice, during the ice, and after the ice. So I have seen all these three things, and that is something that I never expected that I would learn in this whole trek. And I could not have prepared even if I did. So I thought in this trek, it would only be about just reaching another summit, just marking that, hey, yeah, I reached that summit, like, you know, cross that off. But this time I learned that, survival and adaptability, because I'm from like South India, like Tamil Nadu. In my home, even during winter, we take bath in normal water, like cold water, because we'll feel very, very warm. And in Hyderabad, I always roam with shorts because I always feel very warm. So I cannot handle like, you know, cold weather. But in the last 2 days, I did. The first day when I saw the snow, as usual with everyone, let's take a video. I took a lot of videos and I was so happy. But after that, it became very severe and I got really scared, because I thought, okay, what the hell is this? Snow is supposed to be very beautiful. It's supposed to give a lot of joy, because whenever we cross in the, like, you know, mountains, you'll say, there is this, hey, snow mountain. So, but when I was there in that snow mountain, it was very, very scary. On the first day, I went into the tent and I really didn't want to come out, because when I opened it, all I see was snow. So it was very scary and I did not even know how to handle it. The first day it went in that particular scary, I was like, I'm going to die. I'm not going to come out. So my Rohan, he was helping me to, like, you know, tell, this is how it is. This is how you need to, like, you know, take care of it. And this sound that you are hearing is nothing but the snowfall. And suddenly we started, he started coming and, like, you know, clearing all the thing. I got scared and he said that he's just clearing the tent, don't worry. So the first day went in all scary and I was not sure what I was going to do. I just only survived on the day. So I just learned only about how to survive. I was like, okay, let it be whatever it is, whatever. Let me, like, you know, go through, like, I know that, like, you know, I will survive because so many people are around me. The next day it was about adaptability. So now I know that this is the situation around me. I can't escape it. I have to go through it. Then I started, okay, let me see how I can survive it. So how I can adapt to the new situation. So first difficult part was the washroom. It was very difficult for us to walk in that snow. And even the tent outside also, like, you know, it became very, very difficult. But after, like, the second day, I started looking into a new thing. Like, how often do you get a very pure water to, like, you know, wash your hands, like, you know, wipe your hands. So he started doing it. And the second day, we didn't have any path to any of our tents. The tents that we got, it didn't have the proper zip. So two things I learned on the day. You just need to, like, you know, put your mind to it and you can do it. So I fixed the zip somehow. And second thing is that we didn't have the path to my tent as well as his tent. So I took the shovel and then started making my own path. So I felt good about it because I realized that I can adapt to a difficult situation. So that is something, a new thing that I thought, I learned from this. That's the first point. Let me take the other one. Second one is, India is a very beautiful country. So while I was climbing down, I realized that, so every time I think of snow, first snowfall, celebrating something during winter, I always thought that I need to spend a lot of money to go to maybe Switzerland or some abroad country to feel that first snow. But I never realized that I could get it in India itself. So I got huge respect for our country because it has everything. And while climbing down, I realized that it has all five different, like whatever climate that you want, India has it. So I took a resolution that now I have seen a very greenery part, mountain part, snow part. Now I want to see the desert part, beaches I have visited, so many things. So I want to cover all these five different lands. And all of them are in India, so I would like to visit everything. So I got really huge respect for our country, and I'm glad that I'm born in this country. That's the second point. The third one is, nature and people are always kind. It could have been very worse. Like, we survived. One day only we got snowfall, and we were able to survive. It was right amount for us to survive as well as enjoy. All of us slid through the snow. All of us were able to come. Even though it started melting, we were able to walk and then completely we reached the base very safely. So nature is very, very, very kind towards us. And the people are also very kind because everyone helped each other. We were all cheering it up. And everyone who were new, everyone contributed in their own way. Because the person who was at the back, he was keep telling, chalo, chalo. I keep hearing that word, chalo, chalo, chalo. And people who were, person who was in the front, they were clearing the path. I could literally see them that there was nothing. He was just making the way and going with his legs. I got huge respect, how he is doing it. And even though you said that it is your job, it's still a very difficult job. So thank you so much for doing it for us because it's very risky. I know that even if we slip that side, we can just go completely go inside. But I was I was very what to say? I felt very tell some words. No, grateful for all the hard work that you did, and all of you agreed again. Today also we did reels, and all of you joined with me because Bhagesh mentioned, I'm also little bit introvert. There are very less way I can connect with people, and that one of the things is either asking Singh or reels. So all of you came, and I felt I'm part of this group. I'm not somebody who's foreign, who's not an alien to the group. So I felt very, very, very grateful. So nature and people are always kind, and in order to do that, I mean, always want to reciprocate. I want to be kind to the nature, and I want to be kind to people around me. So yeah, that's the third point, and that's all. Thank you.